Chapter 3. I Am Here. Dutour Café was packed with the lunchtime crowd. Gossiping housewives gasped behind the rims of their coffee cups, and salarymen sitting alone absently chewed on donuts. Sakai was shaking her head as she sipped her hot chocolate. Printouts of the internet search history from the Kaneshiro's family PC were splayed on the table between them. "Just because he didn't book the flights there and then at the house doesn't mean he didn't do it later. Or maybe he did it over the phone. Do you really think that this asshole is going to go to the trouble of looking up flights to Seoul for 20 minutes if he's not going to go?"
"I do think so. Yes."
Iwata was biting a nail, tapping his foot, and peering at the sketch of the black sun that he had made. "Why?"
"Maybe he knows that if we're given a logical line of inquiry, we'll usually take it."
Sakai laughed. "You have been a cop before, then."
Reserving a flight from the Kaneshiro computer would have meant giving away his name, and that's a death sentence.
She licked chocolate from her upper lip. "Maybe he wasn't thinking straight after slaughtering a whole family? Maybe he pulled out because he got spooked?"
Now Iwata shook his head. "He killed the family around 10 p.m., and by 8 a.m. he had eaten the food from their refrigerator, filled out the Sudoku in their newspaper, listened to their CDs, and looked up flights to Korea on their computer. You think a guy that can stab a child to death and take a man's heart out is going to spook at a slamming door?"
Sakai pondered this, then gestured for another hot chocolate. Iwata shook his head. "Maybe the grandmother's incessant phone calls freaked him out," she said.
"Could be. But think about it. He left in broad daylight. He was comfortable enough to know that if he was seen, he wouldn't be recognized."
"Look, all I'm saying, just because he wore a pair of gloves and drew some symbol on the ceiling doesn't make him a genius."
Her chocolate arrived, and she snapped some butter biscuits into the cup.
"Your teeth will fall out, Sakai." She narrowed her eyes.